USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States now nearing 400,000 with nearly 13,000 deaths. Yesterday, a particularly deadly day in the nation as more than 1,800 people died of COVID-19-related problems, a record for the number of deaths from the virus in one country in a single day. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin promising the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans that have become greatly needed because of the pandemic. Mnuchin saying this morning,
"We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there."
Mnuchin there speaking by phone on CNBC. Passover begins this evening for Jews around the world, but the pandemic is forcing many to make changes. Many are having virtual Seder dinners online. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. Famous for wearing goggles on the court during his career, UCLA Bruins great, who went on to be Lakers great, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is donating 900 pairs of safety goggles to that university's hospital for healthcare workers there to use. Paper census forms are to go out today to homes that have not filled out their online questionnaire. The Census Bureau is sending paper forms to more than 65.5 million homes. People started getting notices in the mail a month ago telling them they should respond online or by phone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The nation's second largest city will be requiring people to wear masks soon because of the outbreak. Anyone in Los Angeles who leaves their home will have to have their mouth and nose covered starting this Friday. If not, businesses from grocery stores to pharmacies will be legally allowed to refuse people service. Wisconsin went forward with yesterday's scheduled primary despite the pandemic, but while the votes were cast, they are not being counted right away. The state's election commission saying that results from the election yesterday won't be reported until sometime early next week. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler on Instagram yesterday saying that God will end the coronavirus if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry. The Hulkster comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt, saying God has taken away everything humans worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy all around the world. And it's the end of an era as Modern Family wraps up its 11-season run on the ABC network tonight. It's been around for 250 episodes, and it's won over 20 Emmys. It will finish up with an hour-long special finale this evening. Find us online anytime. We're always at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.